There you go. Jerusalem. The song that everybody's danced to. A bit late sending this text, was driving. I just want to say, go Gardaí on the Jerusalem challenge. The kitchen sink has been thrown at them at this stage to deal with. So any reprieve all round. I know no Gardaí personally, says Bernadette. Now, are we okay? Or no, we're getting more texts there. We're waiting to get in touch with the Mayor of Dublin, Hazel Chew. We just arrived in the Cameroon. Tonight, the sanctuary runners virtually will rest in Abuja, Nigeria, then 10,000 kilometres left to Tripoli. People can still join. Visit sanctuaryrunners.ie to find out more. You can donate your virtual kilometres to the virtual run. I think it's a virtual run, isn't it? From one tip of Africa to the top of Africa. Now, tomorrow, about one-sixth of the world's population will be celebrating the Chinese New Year. And one of them is the Mayor of Dublin, Hazel Chew, and she's on the line now. How are you doing, Hazel?
How's it going, Ray? How are you?
Good, I'm good. Happy New Year. How do you
Happy New Year.
How do you say it in Chinese?
Gong Hei Fa Choi is what you say in Cantonese. Gong Xi Fa Choi is Mandarin. I only speak Cantonese, so I had to learn that one.
Right. Gong Hei Fa Choi.
Yeah.
Is that it? Okay, right. And is that Happy New Year or is it something else?
It's Happy New Year. Well, it's kind of good wishes to you. So.
Okay, right. Now, it's different. Everything is different this year. First of all, congratulations. I haven't spoken to you really on the radio since you were appointed the Lord Mayor of Dublin. How are things in the Mansion House for you?
It's been okay, and I have to say thank you to you for coming in to do the Christmas recordings. That really cheered a lot of people up. So even though I didn't really get to talk to you either, so I don't think anyone's been able to talk to anyone. It's been surreal in here, but it's been an honour and a privilege. But I'm very, very conscious of the difficulties that everyone is facing and the challenges. So we've been trying to change the role up to make sure we connect more in with people. So starting from actually in 2 weeks, we're going to be doing a weekly live lunchtime session for outreach so that people know what's going on here and know what's going on in the council.
Oh, great. Yeah. You seemed, when I was there before Christmas, you seemed very relaxed. Were you in your slippers or a pair of Uggs or what were you wearing? A pair of runners?
Damn it, I should have worn shoes. I was chasing around waiting for the little one to come home. So I was in a pair of runners and funny enough, I always wear runners. Since I've taken the role, I didn't quite change out of my runners, shall we say.
Yes.
I think that's the thing. The role is an important role. An important office, but I think the person who's in it also has to be comfortable and make them themselves fit in the role.
So. Yeah, you have to be yourself. That's
exactly.
Hugely important. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I've spoken to you before about your heritage. So your parents came from Hong Kong to Ireland when?
70s. I was just thinking that today. I was talking to my mom, actually. She was reckoning around late 70s or so. So she would have been a teenager, 18 at that stage, coming over here and not knowing anyone and starting a new life. It was a recession over in Hong Kong at the time. So she came over to find a job and find a new home.
Right.
And so did my dad separately, actually.
Oh, and they met here?
They met in the kitchen of a restaurant. She was a dishwasher and my dad was a kitchen porter.
Ah, I didn't know that side of the story. And then they went on and opened their own restaurant eventually.
They opened a chip fan. As I keep laughing, saying it's very Roddy Doyle, ma'am. And she goes, who? And I then have to tell her who Roddy Doyle is. So, but I actually went back to the school recently that I went to a primary school in Firhouse and the chip fan would have parked across the road. But now there's a wall there where the bit used to be at. And I felt a little sad actually looking at it. But yeah, they went, saved up, worked in takeaways and restaurants and then saved up enough to buy their own chip fan and then afterwards their own takeaway. So, restaurant.
Okay. What's your first memory of the Chinese New Year celebrations?
So Chinese, well, we call it Lunar New Year because it's celebrated by so many Asian countries, like celebrated by Hong Kong, by Singapore, by Taiwan, Vietnam. So loads of people now, China, of course, as well. So and my first memory was going to Hong Kong to visit my granny, because we would have taken turns, cousins and uncles and aunts would have taken turns to go back to Hong Kong to visit her, because no matter what we tried to do, she wouldn't come over here to live here with us. And I can't blame her. She doesn't speak any English. Hong Kong was her home. All her friends were there. So we took turns going back. And 1 year I managed to get lucky and land on Chinese New Year. And I've never experienced it before, Hong Kong and Chinese New Year. And it was this wonderful spectacle. Straight away landing there, everyone was saying Happy New Year to me, even when I didn't know them. Yes. And then when we got back to the village, as I call it, the village of Choys, which is because all the Choys used to live there. So people that I've never met before came up and started giving me little red envelopes of money. And I was there going, oh, this is great crack. So, like, as a child, you'd be there going, oh, my God, it's Christmas. So, yeah. And I guess that's the thing for a lot of Asian communities. The Lunar New Year would be their Christmas. The Spring Festival would be their Christmas.
And that's the tradition. Lei Si, is it the red envelope with money?
Yeah, the Lei Si. So Lei Si. If you are married, you have to give the Lei Si to children. Or in my case, up to, I don't know, even a few years ago, I was getting Lei Si. If you are unmarried, you receive it. So if you are married, you give it to everyone.
Okay. Now, food is a huge thing. Yes. And four courses is seen as unlucky, is it?
It is. There's the word four, when said in Chinese, is say. So when you say, it, like some people, if they say it slightly wrong, it could mean die as well. Okay. Sometimes it's mixed up with the word sick, which is eat as well. So you would actually, the first time my other half met my mother for dinner, at the end of the dinner, you're supposed to say eat slowly, which is man man sick. Instead, he managed to say man man say, which is die slowly. So that went down really well with my mother, as you can imagine. So to this day, she mocks him over it.
Yeah. And so it can't be four and it can't be an uneven number. So you could have seven. Could you have seven courses, 13 courses?
No. It can be four and you can have, well, it should be an even number. So you should have eight
should
courses.
Be. Oh, it can never be. Yeah. It can't be uneven. Sorry, it can't be uneven.
There's a couple of traditions in Chinese, especially when it comes to New Year. You're not supposed to cut your hair on the day. You're supposed to wear red. You're not supposed to clean on the day because that cleans all the prosperity out. You're not supposed to have dishes that are an even number at the table because, again, that's bad luck. There's a lot of luck and superstition to do with it, but a lot of it is less superstition but more culture. I think a lot of people kind of pass on these traditions and yes. Say, okay, you shouldn't be doing this, so you shouldn't be doing it. You should definitely be doing that on the day. There's a tradition that you're supposed to be washing all the bad luck the night before with some pomelo leaves as well. There's all sorts of things that okay. You hear from different grannies and people.
I better tell them there's loads of virtual events going on. DublinLunarNewYear.ie, DublinLunarNewYear.ie, and just, you have about 10 seconds to tell me of your plans for this evening and tomorrow. What's the plan?
I'm actually working until 8 o'clock tomorrow evening from 8 in the morning. Tonight, I'm hoping to get a call in with my mum who's been cocooning. That's okay. My plan. Normally, okay. We would be all gathering, but Happy New Year to everyone out there. And I know it's really tough, but it will be better next year.
It will. Gong hei fat choy.
Gong hei fat choy. Where's my Lei Si?
Thank you. It's in the post. Good luck. See you. That's Mary Dublin, Hazel Chu. Sarah and Cormac are on the way. We're back tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Yes. Enjoy the rest of your Thursday evening.
It's the Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.